What is up, young adults? Thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Also, follow us at YA_PowerOfLove. And as always, thanks for tuning in.
Hello, everyone.
Yo, what up, everybody?
That's George.
Your favorite podcaster.
And I'm Courtney, and we are here today to bring the word on the Houston Young Adults podcast.
Titled, Irreversible Reversing.
That's close.
Get it? Because we're reversing the irreversible, so the title's in reverse.
Oh, I like that. Okay. I'm not sure what the title will be yet, but I came across this verse and it got me stirred up, and we're going to talk about how God is the God who can reverse the irreversible. And honestly, when Pastor Sandy gave her a message on this past Sunday, if you were there, I guess it would have been on, what was the date? The 10th. It was so powerful. She talked about Jesus, the person of Jesus, and how only Jesus can do for us certain things. And she talked about how Jesus is Savior, he's Deliverer, he's Healer, he's the Burden Bearer, he's our joy, he's our peace, he's our wisdom. And this is just, I guess, an extension, I guess, you know, Jesus, the one who can only reverse the irreversible. And things that are irreversible, we think about what kind of things are irreversible.
Scrambling an egg.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking about that when I was meditating on this. Georgie said scrambling an egg, you know? Like when you crack an egg open, you cannot unscramble an egg. But guess what? God can reverse the irreversible. You can't unbake a cake. You can't, like, it's like naturally impossible. But God is the God who can reverse the irreversible and effects of that which has already taken place. It's done. It's the final result is in. God is the one who can reverse. And so this scripture, I'm going to start in Jeremiah 33. There's three verses in it in the Amplified Classic where God says that he causes things to be reversed. Verse 7, God said, I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to be reversed, and I will rebuild them as they were at first. So that's a promise that God can reverse captivity. He can actually rebuild something as it was once, as it was at the beginning, as it was in its original state. Verse 11 says, give praise and thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy and kindness and steadfast love endure forever. For I will cause the captivity of the land to be reversed, and I will return it to be as it was at first. So I like the way it reads this. He said that he will return it. He will restore it. He will bring it back to where it was through his power to reverse. And the last verse of this chapter in Jeremiah 33, verse 26, it says, for I will cause their captivity to be reversed. There it is again. Captivity, bondage, deliverance, anything that is in that talks about just former bondage of a former state of end all be all, captivity and slavery to be reversed. I will cause it to be reversed, and I will have mercy, kindness, and steadfast love on and for them. He's talking about his people, how he will reverse things that are irreversible for his people. And that is so powerful to understand that this is what God had sent Jesus to do. He came to reverse the effects of the irreversible. Things that are irreversible, like I was saying in the beginning, they have a final outcome. The results are complete. The deal has been done. It is what it is. Cases. He has come to reverse things that are a finished work. And we have to always remember that God's word, who he is, does not change. The Bible says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change. His character does not change. His word does not change. His word endures forever. It never changes. But he, Jesus, can change everything. There is nothing that Jesus cannot change. He completely changes a life that believes in him, that surrenders to him, that has an encounter with him. Everything in the life of a person that encounters Jesus changes. And there is power to reverse things that are irreversible. He alone has the power to reverse. No one else can reverse things that are irreversible. He alone has the power to reverse. The Bible says in 1 John 3:8. Let's go there. Love this scripture. 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. In the Amplified, it says, the reason the Son of God was made manifest was to undo, destroy, and dissolve the works of the devil. That word undo means to reverse. The devil had come and brought sin into the world. People's nature went from God's nature to sin's nature in a matter of an action of submission to the devil. And sin reigned. And people were under the grip of sin. We were under the grip of sin until Jesus. But the works of the devil were rampant throughout our lives prior to Christ. He had his fingers in every area of our life. And so his work was an irreversible work. Ooh, okay, good. George has a scripture. But the work of the devil, he was doing all this stuff in our lives, but it took the man of Jesus coming into the world, being made manifest by God to come and undo, to reverse these works of the devil. And that's what undo means. That's what reverse means. It means to return to the former state as if nothing has ever happened, or before the hand of the enemy was ever involved, or prior to our mistakes. Jesus alone can reverse and restore. Only Jesus can do this. He was made manifest to undo the works of the devil. He was made manifest to completely cancel and reverse the effects and the results of the previous work that the devil had done in your life.
Ha! I have a scripture to go with that. So Colossians 2:13-14 says, you were dead, because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us, and it took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross.
That's good. Cancel. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it.
Cancel!
The power of God is a canceling power. It's a reversing power. It's a redeeming power. It is the power to undo the works of the devil. And that's exciting to know that God has this power to reverse and undo the irreversible in your life. I remember when I got saved, there was this testimony because I had learned about baptism, you know. I wanted to be baptized when I got saved. I didn't know like that was a thing. Like I didn't know that like when you gave your life to Jesus and you believed and you were born again. I had no idea that I grew up in the Catholic, the Catholic Church, and it was just I didn't know that like the whole reason why you're baptized is to say, I'm done with the old. I'm coming alive in my new life in Christ. And so I wanted to be baptized, but I remember this testimony of someone who had been saved and decided they weren't going to be baptized. And, you know, they came from a life of, you know, drugs and sin, and just they were, you know, they in their lives, their like appearance visibly looked like they came from that background. You know, they were covered in tattoos, like literally like head to toe. And there was tattoos on the face and like everywhere. And this believer wanted very badly to like have everything just like cleaned and washed like out of his life. And the testimony was that like he was in the baptismal water and they dunked him and he came back up and his tattoos were gone. Like it was a reversal of what is permanent. Because when you tattoo your skin, it is permanent. You're putting permanent ink like sewed into your skin. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. But it was a miracle. It was the power of God that miraculously made a sign and a wonder. It was a reversing of the effects of even the past life. And so be excited that this is what God promises us. That even if it was, you know, whether it be something that was broken in your life, whether it be the hand of the enemy that got involved, whether it be prior to a mistake or a sin, even in your life, that you thought, man, like you can never be restored and brought back to where you once were or what it used to be, without before the enemy came and touched your life or whatever it might be. The Bible says that God will cause the reversing of the irreversible things. And we see this all throughout scripture. Jesus is the one who can change the unchangeable things. There is things that in people's lives seem hopeless. But what Jesus does is he comes to bring hope. He brings hope to the hopeless things so that, again, someone can hope. The things that seem dead, the things that seem hopeless, the things that seem like it could never turn around, Jesus can turn it around. He can reverse the situation. He can cancel the situation. When things seem too far gone, when things seem too dead, Jesus has proven that things can be raised back to life by the power of God. And that's only by Jesus. And so I want you to be encouraged that Jesus has the power to reverse the irreversible in your life. I want to go to Isaiah 43, verse 13. The word says, and this is the Lord speaking, "Yes, from the time of the first existence of the day, I am he, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it?" So God is saying that God's work is actually irreversible. And so what God does cannot be reversed. Be encouraged by that as well. God will do a work, and we might think, well, the enemy can hinder that. The enemy can reverse that. The enemy can cancel that out. Something can come along and stop this. But God's plans, God's ways, God's acts, God's works, God's word is irreversible. It's unchangeable. It's unstoppable. It's undefeatable. It's impenetrable. Whatever it is, God's word stands. It lasts and it cannot be reversed. So what God sets in motion is not going to be like something else of this world. What God sets in motion is irreversible. What he sets forth, there's no stopping it. There's no devil in hell that can come and reverse God's love for you, God's plans for you. What God has set in motion cannot be reversed, but he can reverse that which tries to come to take you out. That which has tried to put a stop and kept you in captivity. He comes to undo, destroy, and reverse those things, and he comes to set you on a path and a plan and a way for your life that cannot be stopped or reversed by anything in this world, even the devil, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, you know, there's a lot of stories in the Bible that where Jesus demonstrated this this reversing power. You know, there's that story where that man who sat by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. The Bible says that he was paralyzed in his leg. He had a disorder for 38 years, and he sat with blind people, sick people, paralyzed people, leprosy. They just congregated around this pool. And it was said that the angels stirred up the waters in this pool, and the first person that would go into the water would get their healing. And so there was this man that sat at this pool, but every time the water stirred, he couldn't pick up his legs and get into the pool. He didn't have enough time. He didn't have enough energy. He didn't have enough strength. He didn't have anybody to come and do for him what he needed. And Jesus encountered this man that was sick for 38 years in an irreversible situation, and he reversed his situation in a moment of time. And that's what Jesus will do. He will come and he will reverse things. And what Jesus asked is, he said, "Do you want to be well?" And this man started talking about why he couldn't be well, about how I'm in this irreversible situation. I don't have anybody. I don't have anything. All I need to do is get to that, and I can't. It was in his eyes, impossible, an irreversible situation. And all he needed was Jesus to step in and reverse that which was irreversible. And he did that. It was a miracle. And in John 8, there was a man also who was blind since his birth. So that means his former state was, there was no former state for him. So this would be a total, complete renovation, redo, canceling the effects, nullifying it in its totality type of reversal power that was required by Jesus. And so this man in John 9, he was blind since birth, and even his parents testified and confirmed that he indeed was blind after the miracle. He was blind since his birth. They knew he was blind. There was no time before that he was able to see. But in John 9, Jesus does a mighty miracle, and he encounters this man, and in verse 6 in John 9, it says, "When Jesus had said these things, he spat on the ground and he made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. He said to him, 'Go wash in the pool of Siloam,'" which is translated "sent." So he went and washed, and he came back seeing. So Jesus did an unusual miracle here, where he took saliva and mud, put it on the man's eyes, told him to go wash, and this reversed the effects of his irreversible situation. And this man came back seeing. He had never seen before in his life. He had been blind since birth, but Jesus has the power to reverse the irreversible in his life and in your life. And what that means is that there is absolutely nothing that Jesus cannot turn around for you. There is absolutely nothing that seems hopeless, that seems too far gone, that seems unable to be resurrected. I remember, this is my sister's testimony, but I, you know, obviously for my family, I was believing for salvations, and my sister, I was not expecting her to come to the Lord next. And what had happened was, we had gotten into, you know, an argument, a disagreement, it was over, you know, spiritual things about me and my transformation and my coming to know Jesus, and how I was just, you know, too radical and too whatever it was. I just remember, like, it was a big falling out for us. And I was praying about the whole situation. I was like, "Lord," I remember praying that, like, that she would, like, completely forget what needed to be forgotten so that she could, like, receive the Lord, and that he would just cause the conversation to be forgotten, that it would just be a situation where we could be restored. I was praying for restoration, but that it would be like, just cover everything, just cover it all, you know? And the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers offense, because that was, it hurt, you know, the things that she had said, it hurt. But the good thing, like, I know I had the love of God, because the love of God reverses things. It reverses hardness. It reverses bitterness. It reverses offense. It reverses, and it gives you the power and the ability to be able to forgive and cover things that are bound to hinder you, to stop you, to take you out, to hinder your walk and make you quit and turn in the other direction. But there was like a love that filled me at that point. And I was praying just for a covering, that it would just be totally, totally restored and reversed. And what happened was that she got saved radically. And guess what? I was the one that I was able to lead her to the Lord in the darkest, lowest, most, you know, there was the darkest time for her, but I was able to lead her to the Lord, and she surrendered her life, and she's now on fire for the Lord, loves the Lord. It was a complete reversal. It's like, it truly, as if it was like one moment we were like not close, and then we got saved, and it was like she got saved, and it was a total cancellation, as if nothing ever happened, as if no words were said. There was it. That's the way that forgiveness is. That's the way that love is. As if there was a complete reconciliation. It truly was as if that had never even happened. Like, it's not even like, I don't even feel it. It didn't even, it was just kind of like as if nothing happened to me. But it did. But I can tell the story, I can testify of it. But even now, it's like, it's completely restored and reconciled. And that's the way that God will do it. He will reverse things and make things even better as it was before, but actually even better. He will always cause things to be even better, because he always works things for our good. He works it for our good. He works it for his glory. He will be glorified, and we will receive God's goodness, because he never stops. His covenant is that he would never stop doing good to us. That is the complete reversal. Just like Georgie said in that verse in Colossians, being able to cancel out sins, reverse what it was irreversible. You know, when you think about where you were without Jesus, we had a debt that we could never pay. That was an irreversible situation we were in. We were heading toward eternal hell, and there was nothing that we could do to stop it. It was an irreversible situation, but thank you, Lord, that you sent Jesus to come and do for us what we could never do for ourselves. He came and brought Jesus with his reversing power to cancel out our sins, to completely wash us clean, make us white as snow. We were stained, we were filthy, we were unrighteous. We had no way of meeting the standard without Jesus. And he came to reverse the curse upon our lives and bring us into right standing. He paid a debt for us that we could have never paid. And that is the power that God has to reverse the irreversible in our lives. And how grateful we are. So, George.
Amen.
Amen. I hope this blessed you. It was stirring me up. We love you. What do we have coming up?
Follow us at YA_PowerOfLove.
We have our young adult service the last Friday of the month. Every time, invite someone. Who knows? We might have some cool things coming up our sleeves.
You sound like a mom before summer vacation starts.
Yeah, we have good stuff coming up. So don't miss out. Invite people. Get plugged in. And we love y'all. Bye.
Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always stay up to date with us and even message us on Instagram at YA_PowerOfLove. Thanks again, and we'll see you on the next one.